Cardiff.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good. I'm trying to find out some information about whatever it is your program is here.
Okay. Give me one sec here. Pull your information up. Okay. Did you have a 16-digit reservation number?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay. What is that number?
2311-4201-0024-1709.
All right. And I have Donald Conrad.
Mhm.
Okay. And the number you're calling from, is that the number for the business?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. And I don't have a name of a company or a business
Conrad,
on there.
Conrad Transport.
Okay.
Yeah,
and I'm showing the
LLC.
Okay. And I'm showing the address is 5241 St. Andrews Drive in Corpus Christi, Texas, still?
Right. That's
okay.
Right.
Perfect. So what we had sent you is an offer for financing, and we have a few different programs here. Is there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Well, I've got a couple different things that I need
okay.
to do. I've got another tractor that I need to either purchase and or, you know, have somebody purchase, lease back, however that would work. And then I'm in the process. I need some cash flow
mm-hmm.
now because I'm about to start my insurance and different things like that as far as you know, employee insurance.
Yeah.
I've got to front some stuff to get it going right.
Okay. Perfect. So in terms of the tractor, is this something you already purchased or you're going to purchase?
No, it's additional. I have two right now.
Okay.
It would be additional.
Okay. And your company, do you do local hauling, long haul? What do you do exactly?
I do both. I have one truck that I do long haul over the road, and I have one that is not local to me. It's local, but it's in the Dallas area.
Yeah.
Hauling, aggregate.
Okay. And how long have you had the business?
Kind of complicated. I've had it for a long time, but I can only show this one since September of last year.
Okay. So September of last year.
Previous situations.
Okay. And then are you the sole owner of this business?
Yes.
Okay. And what did you have in mind in terms of an amount for the working capital?
Somewhere between 30 and 60, nothing drastic.
Okay. And what are you averaging right now monthly for gross revenue?
Well, I actually finally got that other truck working last month, so I would have to use like May as my first, you know, real month of operation.
Mm-hmm.
And, let me look at my bank statement for May. Tell you what the deposits were.
Okay.
So I don't, you know, it's like I send you a thing there. But I don't do merchant. I don't do credit card stuff or anything like that. But.
Yeah, we don't look at that. We're just looking at the deposits that come in.
And my deposits for May were $13,274.
Okay. And then the previous month, was there no income coming in, or?
Well, it was getting things situated, so I can't really, because I started this corporation in the bank, so stuff is like spread out all over.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to consolidate it and show it into a bank statement, you know what I mean?
Right. Okay. How is your personal credit?
Well, I'm
is it excellent, average?
The problem I have on it is I have settled stuff, and I have documentation of an IRS settled deal.
Yeah.
Released liens, paid release liens.
Yeah.
And I'm working on getting that off of my personal credit report, but I haven't gotten it totally removed yet. And so there's some things that I'm working on, and that's why I'm trying to see. I don't want to go and keep hitting the credit report, you know, if it's not a reality. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So do you know where your score is right now, or maybe around?
Hang on here. I can tell you. Here, let me just pull it up here. Says right here, according to ScoreSense, Experian shows 614, Equifax shows 641, TransUnion shows 636.
Do you have any trade lines right now? Any loans, credit cards that you're paying on?
On my personal stuff, yeah. See, right now, because of what I was doing, my utilization is high. That's the problem on my personal stuff. It's not a matter that it's late pays or anything like that.
How much is the tractor you're looking at?
It'll be it'll probably be around 80,000 or so.
How much?
Around 80.
Okay. So I will.
I have one tractor that's paid off.
Uh huh.
The one tractor I have working up there, which is an 08, is paid off.
Okay, so this is what I think our options would be just based off the information you've given me. The working capital, I don't think we can get approved today. We can take a look at it in a couple of months when you have consistent revenue coming in for at least, you know, 3-4 months. So I don't think I can do that today. Now, in terms of the tractor, because you started this business up again in September, you'd be considered a startup business. And so for startup businesses, we are limited to about $35,000, sometimes $50,000, but probably $35,000 in your case for equipment. So the $80,000 I don't think would be available, but this is going to be based off what we see in your credit report. I'm just going off what you're telling me.
Sure.
And
sure.
So it's going to be a startup rate. The rates are going to be higher. They're going to be, you know, 20%. In that range. It could be low to high 20s because it's a startup business. And so we may be able to get that approved for you, but again, it's going to be around maybe $35,000 or so.
Man, that seems ridiculous. I mean, they just financed a $160,000 tractor for me at 8%, so it seems kind of crazy.
So you did it personal? It was a personal loan?
No,
okay.
No.
Well,
through Volvo Financial.
And they did it under the business, or they did it through your just
they
you?
They did it through just me.
Okay, because it's yeah, so it's personal.
And I didn't put a dime down, you know. Yeah, and I didn't put a dime down, so it's.
Well, that's the thing, because you can get a personal loan, but these are business loans. So they go on your business credit.
Okay.
They build your business credit. They're not, you're not putting all this debt on your personal credit, which brings your ratios down. It brings your credit down because now you have all this additional credit you're paying on. And so that's kind of the difference. And you also get the tax write-offs as well for the going, you know, being a business loan. So that's kind of the difference. And what we just really have to base it off is time in business, because there's a lot of risk involved. It's nothing against you personally. If you hadn't changed the name of the business, if it was the same the whole time, you would probably qualify for that 8% rate with us. So
yeah. I mean, it's like last year I did 900,000 or something like that, and the year before was like 1.4 million, and the year before that was like 2 point some million, you know. But I can't. I can't go ahead because I was going through an IRS battle. I couldn't show it in my own name or, you know, in my company name.
Well, that's the thing, because if you're saying you can't show that income, that would change everything.
Yeah.
If you're saying you're doing a million and a half, 2 million, that's totally different.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're just starting with a brand new business now.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
So if you think it's going to go back up to those numbers here in the next few months, then we can, you know, revisit it, because we just want to see a little bit more, you know, consistency.
Right.
That's kind of what we're looking at. It's the only thing we can really go off of. So,
sure.
Yeah. So I hope that was helpful. Do you want us to follow up with you in a few months?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
I'll take a look and see, and then I'll give you a call back. See what
okay.
Or can't do.
Perfect.
All right. What was your name?
It's Nicole.
Nicole. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No problem. Thank you.
All right. You have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye.